Can we come to the place where we realize that God, the creator of the universe, the vast expanses, hasn't utterly smoked us out yet because of our wickedness? James 2:13 says, "For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment." Mercy triumphs over judgment. It's God's mercy that you are not consumed, that we are not consumed because of our wickedness and unfaithfulness. Let's look at Lamentations. It says right here, Lamentations 3:22. Let me make sure I've got this right. Okay. Remember, I'll start at verse 19. "Remember my affliction and roaming, the wormwood and the gall, bitterness. My soul still remembers and sinks within me. This I recall to mind. Therefore, I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. He has made a way through his compassion and mercy. If we repent and turn to him and come and acknowledge our sins and ask Jesus to forgive us, because he took our place of judgment on the cross. He stepped in. He was innocent. And he shed his blood for your sins. But if you don't receive him, if you refuse him, this Lord, that's our hope in him. If you refuse him when you go to hell, which you will, if you don't acknowledge Jesus as a Lord of your life and his gifts and provision for you as the Passover lamb, you will go to hell. There's no hope in hell. It's done. It's finished. You have to call out now, no matter what your sin is. Isaiah 66:24 says, "And they shall go forth and look upon the corpses of the men who have transgressed against me, for their worm does not die and their fire is not quenched, and they shall be in abhorrence to all flesh." This is a prophecy about the millennial kingdom. These people will be an example of the rebellion because they refuse God, and he continues to extend his mercy. He continues again and again and again. Malachi 3:2, "But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness." In the purging process, in the afflictions of this lifetime, what's in your heart surfaces. God tests us to see what's in our hearts. And we will go through the testing so that we can repent of the iniquity, so that we can be pure, so that we can be holy, so that we can have clean hands and a pure heart, and offer to him that sacrifice that he requires, the praise of our lips, and tremble at his word. Verse 5, "And I will come near you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and the fatherless, and against those who turn away an alien, because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob." Malachi 4, "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch, even their offspring, even their branches and their children. There's nothing that will be left. There's nothing that will be left. And this, how is this going to come? Ooh, this is going to come through the sword. The sword in the harvest time which we're in. The swords in the sides. God's going to harvest and many people are going to die. And many people are dying. And many more shall die. What does the Lord God Almighty say? Revelation 14:13. Now let's start at Revelation 14:14. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. So he sat on the cloud, thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Souls are being reaped into the kingdom now. Souls. Then another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, who had power over fire. And he cried with a loud cry to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the cluster of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the horse's bridle for 1,600 furlongs.